Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. And Ryan, on this morning's program, we're going to talk about, one of those nemesis that seems to bug us on and off all the time, it seems like, anymore, Cereza lespidiza.
Yeah, it's amazing how many acres in the state of Kansas are infested with Cereza lespidiza. It is a major concern in the state, as it infests over 465,000 acres. And if I was going to be honest, I would say that estimate is fairly low. We really need to be aiming our control efforts at eliminating any new infestations, but we're really going to have to continue to hammer those old infestations as well. So what is Cereza? Cereza is a perennial legume. Most legumes we like, but in this instance, this is one we definitely don't. It has trifoliate leaves, and those leaves are, they say club-shaped or wedge-shaped. If you looked at it, it almost looks like a baseball bat. So there are other lespidizas that look kind of similar to Cereza, but Cereza is pretty well defined by the shape of those leaves. Plants can get about 3 foot tall. I guess in the ideal environment, it could get a little taller than that, but typically we find them about 3 foot tall. And then they'll start to bloom in August, and those blooms will be kind of a cream-colored bloom, maybe a whitish bloom. And then most of that seed production then occurs in the month of September. A lot of people will tell you if they burned their pasture, oh my goodness, we have a bunch of Cereza that just flushed up this year. And that's true. So Cereza, like that seed that sits there on the ground, it can get scarified by the fire that goes across it. It will actually force it to germinate that spring. So then we just see a whole bunch of it out there. So if we are on a routine of burning maybe every third year, that helps us get those seeds to pop. And then that's the year we definitely want to kind of focus in on getting good control over that Cereza, because we're eliminating a lot of that seed production from the ground. So how do we go about eliminating Cereza? Well, we're probably not ever going to eliminate it. And I'll start off with a story of a former Southeast area agronomist by the name of Kerry Kilgore. He took a handful of Cereza lespidiza seeds and just threw them out into his garden. And his idea was, I just want to see how long that seed's viable in the soil. So every year he'd seen the plant come up, he'd chop it down. Never did go back to seed, made sure that he killed it. He quit counting after 17 years of those plants going to seed. So,
oh my goodness.
That seed can just last forever there. So if we have an infestation, we're probably not going to eliminate it. We need to focus in on how do we maintain it, or maybe we can reduce it slightly, but we're not probably ever going to get rid of it. So with that being said, we can use different application methods. There is like a ground rig, so you have a tractor and a sprayer that can drive over the pasture and spray that way. You have an aerial rig, which you could have like a plane come in and fly. More probably for our big areas out west. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a second. But then the other one is spot spraying. So all of them have their pluses and minuses. All of them we can, just have our pros and cons there. I say the aerial thing, I'm going to talk about it first. We don't see a whole lot of aerial applications on pastures in eastern Kansas because, one, of our population, and two, we have a lot of row crops. So we really have to get over into the Flint Hills before we see a lot of aerial applications done on pastures. The bad thing about aerial applications are they're only going to put about 3 gallons of water on per acre, which isn't very much. How much control are we getting? Because we really got to get that plant pretty good to get great control. In comparison to like a tractor and a ground rig where we're spraying a pasture, we're going to put on 16 to 20 gallons of water there. We're getting much better coverage. The problem and the reason why the Flint Hills don't use a tractor, those pastures can get so rough, they just can't get a tractor across them truly. So, but one of the probably most common methods we got, and maybe the one that I truly focus in on, is let's use spot spraying. We can put a tank on the back of a four-wheeler or in a side-by-side, and we can go around and spray. The issue with spot spraying is you're only as good as what you can see. And a lot of times that grass gets pretty tall, and we can't see all the Cereza. So we might find a plant here and a plant there, but we leave some in the middle. for control options during like mid-May to end of June is a great time to use Remedy or Pasture Guard. There is some research being done using Surmount. Surmount is a restricted use pesticide. We got to make sure that we have a pesticide license to use that. But those three options will also get brush species as well. So right now is a great time also to hit your brush and your cereza all at one time. If we're going to spray later than the end of June, I would say, like, let's say we get into August, I'd say we need to start switching over to Escort. Escort is a product that works a lot slower than the Remedy in the Pasture Guard. You're not going to see it dead within a week. I mean, this is a thing, and maybe 2 weeks you start to see it becoming yellowed, and then in a month maybe you start to see it turning brown. So it's a much slower acting herbicide, does a really good job though. We can use those all in the spot spraying or in like a blanket cast or broadcast applications. I think the thing we all have to remember is we need to repeat this fairly frequently. Every 2 to 4 years, we need to be really hitting Cereza lespides, or it's going to get out of hand on us pretty quick. Again, maybe if you're on a burning, got a burning plan and you're burning every 3 years, that's a great time to continue to hit that. And hopefully, if you got a bad infestation, what we're hoping for is that we can at least get you reduced down to where we have a slight infestation and we can just manage it mostly with spot spraying. That's going to be the ideal thing for all of us. So if you have questions about how much herbicide do you use, we do have publications and stuff like that in all of our offices. You can also call me at 785-448-6826, and I'll try to get you that information as well.
Sounds good. And I think I read somewhere, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but Cereza lespidiza was actually introduced into the United States as a desirable plant. They were going to use it as a ground cover.
Yep.
And then they found out, whoops, maybe not.
As many of our so-called invasive or bad plants, you know, Johnson grass was kind of the same way. It was supposed to be a drought tolerant forage, and that was going to be great. It is drought tolerant, but it comes with its own set of issues. And you
get
know,
get a good dew in the morning, and it'll grow 6 inches. You
that's
know?
Right. So what we sometimes think is going to be a great, it bites us in the butt sometimes.
Absolutely. Bradford pear seems to fit in that category anymore as well here of late too. So, yep. Ryan, thank you very much for that. Good luck in your control of Cereza lespidiza. We'll have our next K-State Research and Extension report coming up on Monday morning at 6:40. With Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.